Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 13, The Behavior of a Perfect Person, text number 28. Ityetat Atmanak Svartam Santam Vismritya Vaipuman Vichitram Asati Dvaite Goram Apnoti Samsmritim. Iti, in this way, etat, a person, materially conditioned, atmanaha, of his self, svartam, own interest, santam, existing within oneself, vismritya, forgetting, Vai, indeed, Puman, the living entity, Vichitram, attractive false varieties, Asati, in the material world, Dvaite, other than the self, Goram, very fearful, due to continuous acceptance of birth and death, Apnoti, one becomes entangled. Samsritim, immaterial existence. Translation purported by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In this way, the conditioned soul living within the body forgets his self-interest because he identifies himself with the body. Because the body is material, his natural tendency is to be attracted by the varieties of the material world. Thus, the living entity suffers the miseries of material existence. Prabhupada, everyone is trying to be happy because, as explained in the previous verse, sukham adyat mano rupam sarve ho paratis tanu. The living entity is in his original spiritual form, he is happy by nature. There is no question of miseries with the spiritual being. As Krishna is always happy, the living entities who are his parts and parcels are also happy by nature. But because of his being put within this material world and forgetting their eternal relation with Krishna, they have forgotten their real nature. Because every one of us is a part and parcel of Krishna, we have a very affectionate relationship with him. But because we have forgotten our identities and are considering the body to be the self, we are afflicted by all the troubles of birth, death, old age, and disease. This misconception of materialistic life continues unless and until one comes to understand his relation with Krishna. The happiness sought by the conditioned soul is certainly only illusion, as explained in the next verse. Verse again, ityetat atmanak svartam santam vishmritya vaipuman vichitram asati dvaite goram apnoti samsmritim. In this way, the conditioned soul living within the body forgets his self-interest because he identifies himself with the body. Body is material, his natural tendency is to be attracted by the varieties of the material world. Thus, the living entity suffers the miseries of material existence. Pumso prakriti sohi bhunte prakriti jangunan karna guna sangosya sad asad yoni janmasu. The living entity in this material world thus enjoys the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of material nature, and thus he meets with both good and evil amongst the various species. Pumsa prakriti stohi. So we have the so-called enjoyer, which we're trying to become, and the prakriti, what we're trying to enjoy. Actually, we're meant to be prakriti, we're meant to be enjoyed, but we're an illusion, we're trying to become the enjoyer. Unfortunately, what we have to enjoy is ultimately not very enjoyable, namely the material energy, which is composed of 5 gross and 3 subtle elements, in which we imagine somehow or another we're actually going to enjoy by some kind of arrangement. But here it says the very desire to enjoy in the material world is a cause of suffering. And why do we do that? Because we're an illusion. And there are different varieties of illusion. As Krishna says, dumena vriyate vanir, yatara garbo milena cha. I should start again. Dumena vriyate vanir, yatara dosho milena cha, yatat tavya garbas, tatate nenam avritam. Just like the fire is covered by smoke, or as the mirror is covered by dust, or as the embryo is covered by the womb, so the living entity is covered by different degrees of lust. Lust means avritam gan-etena, ganino nityavarina, kamarupena kuntia dusprena analena cha. Thus the man's pure consciousness is covered by his eternal form of lust, which is never satisfied and which burns like fire. In other words, Maya has 2 potencies called Avaratmika Shakti and Prakatmika Shakti. Avaratmika Shakti is the covering potency. So in that covering potency, we identify ourselves with some gross and some subtle body. Now, the human form of life is not different from the animal life if that's what people identify with. So Eva Gokara, Yasyasti Bhakti, Yasyatma Pudir Kunapetri Taduke, Sudikala Tradishu Boma Idridi, Yatirta Bude Sahale Nakari Chish, Ganesh Babageshu, Eva Gokara. That the person, the Atma, the soul, who identifies himself, Yasyatma Budi Kunapetri, with this gross and subtle body made out of 3 elements known as vata, pitta, and kapha, who goes to the places of pilgrimage just to take a bath, not to hear from the saintly persons there, who identifies himself with his place of birth and thinks that that's worshipable, called nationalism, which is quite prominent nowadays. He's said to be on the same level as a cow and an ass. Now, of course, we're more intelligent than a cow and ass, materially speaking, in the sense that a cow and ass has limited opportunities for eating, sleeping, mating, defending. A cow and an ass cannot have a Sunday feast, nor can they make a very comfortable bed for themselves. And their limitations are there for sex life, and I never saw a cow or an ass learn the martial arts. So they're, nor do they have any particular sophisticated weapons. But still, in their own way, they eat, sleep, mate, and defend. Now, to make the eating, sleeping, mating, defending defense more sophisticated doesn't mean necessarily higher consciousness. It means more of the lower consciousness. And if that's all the human being identifies himself with, then he's on the same level as a cow or an ass. And a cow and an ass, all they're going to do throughout the whole life is eat, sleep, mate, and defend. That's their whole business. And a person who's like a cow and ass, they may make poetry, they may paint pictures, but ultimately it's just going to be about eating, sleeping, mating, defending. It's another more sophisticated way of showing one's animal propensities. The ass may bray, and everyone doesn't like his singing, except for maybe some of his fellow asses. Amongst the asses, I'm sure there is ones who bray more sweetly than the others, and they're more respectable within that society. Similarly, with human society, people simply become more sophisticated animals. Some of the animals will appreciate more than others, will be appreciated more than the others. Prabhupada mentions that in the animal society, there are some animals that are not respected very much by the other animals, like a tiger. He's considered not to be a very polite animal. While a deer may be considered a very polite animal amongst the other animals, he doesn't bother anyone, he doesn't eat anyone. But, after all, he's an animal. You can't say the animal, because he's polite, is no longer an animal, but he has the same activities of eating, sleeping, mating, and defending as the tiger does. And how do we get this? Purusha Prakriti Sohi Pungte Prakriti Janguna. Because of the tendency, the desire to enjoy. Now in the animal species of life, as soon as you get the body, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Shrotras Chakshu Sparshanam Cha Rasanam Grahan Eva Cha Adishtaya Manakchanyam Vishayan Upasevate. When we get a particular body, then we get a particular set of senses. Sense of touch, sense of smell, sense of taste, sense of hearing, sense of sight, all grouped around the mind. And thus we enjoy a particular set of sense objects. So everyone has a different body, and therefore everyone is attracted by different sense objects. But it's not static. Whatever sense objects we're attracted to now, if we try to fulfill it without any sense of God consciousness, it'll simply drag us down to the lower species of life. We may imagine that my way of eating right now, that I'm a strict vegetarian, or I'm a vegan, or I'm on a diet, or a keto diet, whatever it is. I may imagine that I'm a very advanced person. I'm a very spiritual person because I follow a keto diet. Just like in Srivastanga, when they had their kirtans at night, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forbade outsiders to come to the kirtan. And of course, when you tell people they can't come, everyone wants to come. Find out what's going on. One brahmachari wanted to come, and Srivas was very kind to him because the brahmachari only drank milk. And he hid the brahmachari in a particular place where no one could see him. And that night they had their kirtan in Srivas Anga with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, Panchatattva and others. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped the kirtan and said, I can't feel this kirtan, I don't feel any ecstasy. There's some outsider here. There's some foreigner here. So he asked Srivas Thakur, did you hide someone here? He said, yes, my lord. But he's a brahmachari and he only drinks milk. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, get him out of here. What do you mean? You think there's some qualification to engage in spiritual life by only drinking milk? Get the rascal out of here. So they threw him out. Maybe he gave up drinking milk. No, actually, the qualification for spiritual life is not drinking milk. As a matter of fact, if one drinks milk and doesn't offer it to Krishna, well, one will gradually come down like everyone else in the material world. The material world is a Ferris wheel of enjoyment and suffering. Everyone is suffering, but there are different degrees of suffering. The less we suffer, we call that enjoyment. So when one doesn't have any sense of God consciousness, he's dragged down to the lower modes of material nature, no matter how sophisticated he may be. As a matter of fact, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it says that all of us at one time were either a Brahma in some universe, or we were a highly placed demigod. And here we are now in Ljubljana. We have no position in this present society, what to speak of in the demigod society. Even in hell, they don't even know about us yet. So that's the nature of the material world. One, by one's pious activities following the scripture, ye shastra vidim utsrija, vartite kamakarata, nasasidim avapnoti, nasukam na param gitim. That one who doesn't follow the scriptures, then he finds neither happiness nor truth or peace nor the supreme destination. Generally, the tendency is that people elevate themselves by good association up to a point where they want to enjoy again, and then they get dragged down to lower association. The tendency is when we think we're on a higher association, we think we're going to be there forever. We think it's a stable position until we get dragged down again. And if we're intelligent and we're wise, then we start wondering, maybe I'm not as advanced and stable as I thought I am. And then we start crying, oh, Krishna, save me. And Krishna saves us until again we get puffed up and neglectful. And again we get dragged down to the lower states of consciousness. So up and down like a Ferris wheel, and sana bhakti is called ganatarala, alternating thick and thin. Sometimes we're intensely engaged in devotional service and we think we're pure devotees. The next moment, two little horns pop out of our head and our tail gets manifested. And we think, oh my God, I'm back again. So, Nunam pramata kurute vikarma indriya pritya aprinoti nasaramanye yata atmanoyam asana vikleshada asha deha. Certainly, nunam pramata, certainly people are crazy. And we can't look at the people on the outside and simply say they're crazy. We're also crazy. Anyone who identifies himself with the gross and subtle body, to one degree or another, is crazy. And by that identification, it's a sure sign that at any moment we may be dragged into material consciousness. As a matter of fact, as soon as we identify ourselves with this gross and subtle material body, then we are in material consciousness. We're always in material consciousness. The question is whether we're trying to get out of it or not. We try to get out of material consciousness by identifying ourselves as the servant of the servant of Krishna, and acting accordingly, then gradually we get out of that consciousness. But until we actually come to Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma, till we give up all hankering lamentation and see all living entities as spiritual beings and actually begin real devotional service, then we're in material consciousness. We're in crazy consciousness. There's no difference between identifying with this body and being insane. Therefore, nunam pramata kurute vikarma. And one who is insane, he'll do something insane also. Insane people do insane activities. Now, what's considered by the Vedic culture to be insane is considered desirable in modern society, if not obligatory. And therefore, people take shelter that I'm also one of the, I'm being forced to do this by society, or they don't even think like that. Society's doing it, so I do it because I don't want to stick out from the crowd. One goat's going into the slaughterhouse and the other goats are eating grass thinking, where'd he go? Until it's their turn to go into the slaughterhouse. Or the paddy is against the wall, the wet paddy, cow dung, is put up against the walls, the outside of people's houses in India, and the dry one is being thrown into the fire for heat or for cooking. And the ones who are on the wall, they're laughing. Ah, ha, ha. See this guy, he's so dry. See what happens to dry people. They get thrown into the fire. And I'm all wet. I'll be here forever. Until he dries out, he's thrown into the fire too. So we're thinking that these people are all in Maya, they're insane, and I'm a great personality. And as soon as we think like that, then we're lost. Because we have nothing. There's nothing great about being 1/10,000th the size, tip hair in size, and being in the material world conditioned by the three modes of material nature. Even it may be goodness to some degree. There's nothing great about that. the only thing we can become great is an illusion. We can become surrendered to Krishna, and because Krishna is great, if he uses as an instrument, as he uses body, mind, and words as an instrument, then those words, body, mind, and words, their activities become great, but we stay as simply the servant of the servant of Krishna, 1/10,000th the size of Tipper in size. Therefore, while we're trying to advance in spiritual life, our greatest impediment is pride, thinking that we're advanced. Well, actually, we're always in the jail. If you're in jail and you're a good prisoner and they put you in a better prison cell, you're not free. You're still in prison. You're just behaving yourself to some degree as a prisoner, and therefore they put you in a better cell. If they haven't freed you, you're always subjected to misbehavior and therefore being put into a lower cell. But out of pride, you may think, I'm better than the other prisoners. And then you may get into a fight with the other prisoners and wind up with the other prisoners. Therefore, here it explains in this particular verse that we have to remember the te vidu swartikatim hi Vishnu, that our actual interest is to become Krishna conscious. And we have to try to cultivate that, as Prabhupada writes in the Bhagavad Gita in 1865, that one should arrange his life that throughout the 24 hours he cannot help but think of Krishna. And the Lord's promise is that anyone who does that, he's sure to go back to Krishna. Except for that, one may do things very nicely, one may do things not so nicely, but without Krishna, it all comes up to Shrama Eva Hi Kevalam, a waste of time, and a dangerous waste of time, because there's always the chance of falling back into the 8,400,000 species of life until one becomes a pure devotee. Although at the platform of nishta, steadiness, when the anarthas don't affect us anymore, but they may affect us. At the stage of ruchi, we may get a higher taste, but we may get distracted also by bad association. Because when we get into the higher realms of asakti and bhava and prema, then one is more secure, but even we find that Bhagavan Acharya, a pure devotee by constitution, a cowherd boy in Krishna's pastimes, and a great devotee in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, he had one brother who was a Mayavadi and was expert scholar in Mayavadi philosophy. And there is not the Shirak Bhasya, but there's another commentary on Mayavadi philosophy. And the brother of Bhagavan Acharya came to visit. And Bhagavan Acharya was very proud of his brother, and his brother wanted to teach him this particular Mayavadi Shastra. And his brother, Bhagavan Acharya, being a simple cowherd boy by nature, by constitution, was inclined to satisfy his brother. And also his brother wanted to read this Mayavadi commentary to other devotees. But luckily, Swarup Damodar, who was the most expert amongst the devotees, stopped him and said, you can't hear this Sharira, you know, this Mayavadi commentary by your brother. He said that even a Mahabhagava, if they hear this Mayavadi commentary, then they can fall down. Of course, they may not fall down, but if they hear it, what benefit do they get? They'll simply become unhappy to hear this commentary that God is impersonal. So Bhagavan Acharya dismissed his brother, told him, go home. I remember one time Prabhupada was came to visit Boston in 1969 in December. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada's disappearance day. And after visiting the temple, because there's no place for him to stay, I don't even know if there's any place for any of us to stay. I think we just saw him there and then we had to travel back for some hours back to Buffalo. In any case, I don't remember staying there. But Prabhupada had no place to stay. And so he was staying outside in a hotel. And Purushottama, who was a servant at that time, he said Prabhupada stood in front of his bed and fell back and rolled over and said, every night I pray to Krishna to protect me from Maya. So here's Prabhupada's Andali Mahabhagavat spreading Krishna consciousness, but he didn't think, I'm a great Mahabhagavat, Maya can't touch me. As I said before, if we think like that, Maya will have a great opportunity to get involved with us. That story I always tell about Rajneesh, who challenged all of India's ladies, prostitutes, to have him fall down. And after one lady prostitute accepted the challenge, spent the night with him, the next day he wrote an article, Sex Through Liberation. So he was a so-called famous brahmachari, but by his pride he fell. So in the same way, we have to cultivate this care and attention, not think ourselves to be in a safe position. We can do whatever we want because we've changed our address, and we've changed our dress, and therefore Maya can't touch us. Maya comes, we just show him our cloth, and she said, oh, sorry, sadhu. That's not how the material world works. And there are a lot of trees who also thought they were almost self-realized, but they didn't quite, they weren't careful enough, and now they're trees, now they're learning the lessons of tolerance too. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Evam enam prasad. What is it? Nunam pramatta krute vikarma dit indriya pritya apranoti. Evam mana Krishna. Evan mana karma prasham prayunkte avidyatmanu vidyamane pritirna yavan mai vasudeve namuchite deha yogena tadvat. So evan mana karma prasham prayunkte avidyatman upadiyamani. By these upadis, we become entangled in the material existence. Evamana karma prashambriyukte. It's all in the mind. That I am this, and I am this other thing. It's all mental concoction. We're actually a spiritual being. But Maya is always trying to convince us we're something other than who we actually are. And since we don't know who we are, we're easily bewildered and misdirected. Evamana karma prasambhrayukte avidyatma nupadiyamane. And we have all these upadis. We think ourselves to be so many identities, which we're actually not. Pritirna yavan maya vasudeve. So as long as we haven't developed love for Vasudeva, nimuchate yoga, muchate deha yogena tadva, then we have to take one body after another. So we're following sadhana bhakti so that we can come to the platform of purification, and after that, real love will begin. Real attraction for Krishna will begin. We're trying to become attracted to Krishna, and sometimes we do, and sometimes we're not. But if we keep on with the process seriously, then gradually the attraction should increase, and our distraction should decrease. So, anything? What did you understand from the class, Jagannath Sutra? We have microphone.
Basically, just identifying with matter, which is the result of identifying with this body, it just leads us to nowhere good. And by trying to practice as it's prescribed, we can gradually increase our spiritual identification, and in this way transcend this seemingly insurmountable position that we are in from the beginning.
Yes, good. Lady Govinda? Just one thing is all right.
So you mentioned maybe like not like this, but this progress on spiritual path is gradual. That means that we start in some condition, and then how to make environment in which who how, because we can do this reading books and listening lectures, and then somehow organize our life, simply living, I thinking, do the things for favorable for the processes and all these things. But when we come together like this to get some training, how kak se reče, stvarit, create facilities, or how organize that till these things will develop. Because all the time we are listening, we must come from kak se reče, nevednost, yeah, to passion, to sattva, guna, if we are not creating such environment, it's very difficult.
I know that we don't have whatever environment we're in. If we try to fix our minds on Krishna, we try to listen attentively, we try to understand things properly, then Krishna will help from within. It's not that it's all by our efforts. Also,
yes, but this is quite serious or some level. That
no, Krishna is there.
Anyway, you organized yourself in some environments.
In any case,
in mind.
Krishna is still there. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. If it was all up to us, we wouldn't be here. So we've made it this far by helping with Krishna's help.
And but we don't need any support, any training to come to this level that we will in different circumstances think of Krishna all the time.
You know, we have a program given, Prabhupada has given us. There are five powerful processes.
That's we must just follow.
Yes, that's
strictly.
Right. Strictly, and learn how to learn how to follow also.
Okay.
There's also nine processes of pure devotional service. So we have to do. We have to engage our senses and our mind in these processes, and then Krishna will help, and then he'll reveal things that we. Which are beyond our present experience.
Thank you.
Anything else? Thank you very much. Grandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.